Jesus' name, amen. I bring you greetings from Peace Lutheran Church in Winghaven, O'Fallon, just down the road as well. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there are overjoyed at your support. Our hearts are full, and we are humbled also by that support. We ask you to continue that support for us specifically in your prayers at this time as we serve the good people of O'Fallon, Missouri. It is truly good to be here with you brothers and sisters in Christ. It seems like yesterday I was here as a field worker from the seminary, terrified to death to do the readings. I mean, scared to death. Also, preaching the entire Bible, every single sermon. You've heard many of those, I know. And questioning the whole time if this is really what God wants for me and my family. The first person I ever ran into at the seminary was none other than Pastor Mark Hainer at the meet and greet. Sipping lemonade, we sparked up a conversation. I'll never forget it. I remember asking him with earnestness, what book of the Bible should I read? Which one will prepare me to be a pastor? Which book can I dive into and read that will prepare my heart and my mind for his work? I'll never forget his answer either. He clenched his lips like he does and looked up and with complete confidence said, the book of Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. I remember excitedly going home and reading the entire night the book of Ezekiel. Question for you. Have you ever read the book of Ezekiel? Oh my goodness. I mean, first off, God doesn't even call Ezekiel Ezekiel. He calls him Son of Man, Ben Adam, which, let me translate affectionately, could mean today, hey you, or human being. What? Unbelievable. And then the things God instructs Ezekiel to do, he is crazy, this God of ours. Just take a listen. Son of man, shave off all of your hair with a sword. All of your hair with a sword. That's right. And then divide it into thirds. So weigh it on a scale. The first third, I want you to burn. The second third, I want you to trounce around the entire city, taking it with you with a sword and slashing it. Yeah, yeah, all around the city. The other third, just throw up into the wind. Let it blow away. Oh, by the way, save some hairs and tuck them, sew them into your garments. He also made Ezekiel make a brick, write the name Jerusalem on it, and then build toys like he was trying to destroy the brick and siege items and go around the city and show them what was going to happen. Oh, wait, there's more. Then he had Ezekiel lay on his side, his left side, for 390 days to imitate the punishment for Israel's sins. Following those days, he had to turn over and lay on his right side. Oh, we're not done yet, my friends. Then he had him make bread, cakes, these bread cakes cooked over cow poo. Cooked over cow poo. It brings new meaning to, does this taste funny? Wait, there's more. It is this Son of Man that God also gave the vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. The story you and I love so much, they became a rattling, right? But then he commanded Ezekiel to tell all of God's people about these dry bones that came to life. This is why, if you Google Ezekiel, he is known as the, and I quote, special prophet, or the crazy prophet. I remember finishing the book of Ezekiel, slumping back in my chair, wondering why in the world anyone would ever become a pastor. What was this crazy Pastor Mark Hainer telling me to read? And why was he telling me to read crazy prophet Ezekiel? And why in the world is this answer important for you today? Well, to answer that question, we must understand that Ezekiel lived in a community of rebels. The people of God had shut their ears and their eyes to Yahweh, and they were sent into exile into Babylon. In our text today, we hear that Yahweh is calling a prophet. He calls Ezekiel to be a prophet, the very mouthpiece of Yahweh, to those unbelievably rebellious and now exiled people. There were multiple deportations of Israel into Babylon as well, into this exile, and Ezekiel is believed to have been on the very first one, meaning Ezekiel was in exile the longest. We can see the hardship of working with such rebellious, obstinate and stubborn people reflected in the difficult ministries of all of the prophets who preceded Ezekiel. 150 years before Ezekiel was Isaiah. Another 150 years before that, Elijah. 700 years before that was Moses. And each of these men faced the task of speaking God's word of law, his commands and expectations, and gospel, the good news of love, forgiveness, mercy, and grace to people who shut their ears to God. A community of rebels. And the hard part about this history of God's people, I mean the very hard part about this history, is to be able to look into the mirror and realize that you and I are members of that rebellious community too. That we are rebellious, that we are obstinate, that we are stubborn people of God. It reminds me of a story. There was a woman who was leaving the church, you know, after the service, shaking hands with the pastor. And she said to the pastor, "I hope you don't take offense personally when my husband has to get up and walk out of the sanctuary during your sermons." And the pastor replied, "Well, you know, I do find it rather disconcerting." "Oh, it's not a reflection on you," she said, "Pastor. He's been walking in his sleep for years." You see, we too, pastors and parishioners, have shut our ears to God. We love to rebel. We love the rebels. The rebel without a cause, you remember? Ferris Bueller, for my age, right? And also Star Wars. We love the rebels. In fact, for example, the favorite character of Star Wars of all time is Han Solo. Oh, we love Han Solo. But do you remember what he was? A drug-smuggling, gambling, self-righteous womanizer. We love him. Oh, come on, Pastor. He has this cool friend, Chewie. And he flies a Millennium Falcon, and he has all those one-liners. He's really cool, right? You see, I think this might be the reason why Pastor Mark instructed me to read, of all books, the book of Ezekiel. Because the truth is the truth. We, God's people, will resist God. But the preacher is called not to be popular, but to be faithful to him. There is, in this calling of Ezekiel, a certain word here for pastors. To faithfully proclaim the word of God, even though, as was with Ezekiel, there may be bad consequences for the pastor. But God never promised us a rose garden. Well, actually, God might have, but we just don't seem to be there yet, right? But not only is there a word for pastors in this, but there's words for you, parishioners, as well. To faithfully bear witness to the word of God, even though for you too, there may be hard consequences out there in this world. You see, this text need not promote paranoid preachers or paranoid parishioners as though we are the righteous and they, those out there, are the rebels. We have quite enough of that kind of religion around. The truth is this, we, pastors and parishioners, are both at the same time the righteous and the rebels. That the word that comes from us must be also the word that is for us. Yes, it is true. Ezekiel proclaims a very hard word, and he does so very dramatically, using both words and what we could call performance art to name and denounce the idolatry of his time. And no doubt, they took notice. But perhaps for you and I, to get to the people and to ourselves, to take notice, to proclaim God's word with equal effect, you and I should do so by making it a very part of ourselves, immersing our entire lives in his word, studying his word daily, praying without ceasing, even eating it as Ezekiel did. And when this happens, when you and I eat God's word, when it permeates all things, all vocations God has given us, husband, wife, daughter, son, worker, student, parishioner, pastor. When we do that, we see that God's word, even the hard words, can taste as sweet as honey, just like it did for Ezekiel. And this is because God's word, his law, his gospel, always seeks to promote life. And love. That, and only that, the sweet life in God in Christ Jesus should be the goal of your and mine proclamation. And none of this will happen unless the word that we proclaim is true and applied to all people. The last line of our text, of our Old Testament pericope this morning, it said, "They shall know that there has been a prophet amongst them." They shall know that there has been a prophet amongst them. This is repeated at the very end of Ezekiel in chapter 33 as well. This is saying that the people will recognize the validity of the prophet's words because they have become self-evidently true. Thus, our task as preachers, as God's people, brothers and sisters in Christ, is not to rant on about this thing of the world, not to rant on about that thing of the world, or to rage on against the others, or the rebels we like to call, who are outside the kingdom of God. But it is simply to point to the one whom you and I confess is the self-evident truth, Jesus Christ. You see, this is why Ezekiel is so important to me. This is why Ezekiel is so important to you. It is a calling for you to reflect Christ in everything that you say and in all things that you do. This is why I feel Pastor Mark Hainer has done for Chapel of the Cross and for many, many others just like me. Pointing to Jesus no matter what. No matter if it's a very difficult time in the valley that you're walking through, when sin has plagued you and you must have that difficult conversation. Or when death has knocked at your door, be it yours or a loved one. Or when you have those mountaintop experiences in life, like weddings, baptisms, births, confirmations, and just joys that fill you your heart. We are to point to Jesus because we are called not to be popular, but to be faithful in his love. Jesus fulfilled Ezekiel's vision completely. He ate the scroll of God's word fully. Hard words, sweet words, so that in him the word became flesh. Then everything he said bore witness to God's insistent determination to save you. Because his love took him to the cross. He bore witness there. And oh, what a sweet message that is for you and me. This is the role of Christians today. To bear the word so that others, so that we might live. Saving and serving a community of rebels by faithfully pointing to Jesus. Point to Jesus and let his love rule your heart.